Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
If you're in the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale marketplace where each piece is carefully vetted and verified by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. If you're in the market, use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Hermes, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
The march to spring training and opening day is upon us. Rob Radford from Baseball Isn't Boring here, and we'll have you covered every single day with podcasts that aim to educate, entertain, and inform you as a baseball fan. Follow Baseball Isn't Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Kale and Company, weekday mornings, 6 till 10.
Politics and sports and social issues once again colliding, Tony Bruno. Two things here on the same subject. A lot of backlash, even today, fresh off the weekend and what transpired late in the week last week at the Olympics, when a biological male basically TKO'd a biological female in all of 46 seconds. A biological male from Algeria against a female from Italy. And now you've had many people that usually would not agree with men not having a space in women's sports, or working for a network that don't permit that type of language. You got Nicole Shanahan, who's the running mate with RFK, super left. She says male boxers in Olympics versus females is a soul-crushing thing to witness. And then yesterday, ESPN's Kirk Herbstreit, the face of college football for the network, was asked on Twitter if men belong in women's sports. He said, absolutely not. It's a ridiculous question. I think we're getting to the point now where you're starting to see some left-wing people out there, or those who work for those networks, that are saying, this is kind of ridiculous. Most of America agrees they should not be in female sports.
Exactly. And anybody who thinks that that's okay is not using their common sense. I mean, where are all the feminists? Where's Martina Navratilova? Where are all the women's march people about this? And by the way, that dude won again yesterday. Yeah. So he's going to win a gold medal beating up women in the Olympics. And I don't care what he identifies as. It's a dude. It's a dude. Okay? I don't care if he was born part woman. That's the problem. We have to try to massage the numbers so that biological men can beat women at their own sport. The fact that we even have to discuss this just shows you where we are as a world right now, not just as a nation. The fact that the Olympics and the IOC have not said we can't allow this just shows you that the Olympics, unfortunately, have jumped the shark.
Well, the more insane thing is that the International Boxing Association said that he was not allowed. They did the testing.
Exactly.
The organization that normally covers boxing said no, yet the Olympics are saying, yeah, sure.
Mm-hmm. By the way, shout out to Santo at 3KC's on X today. He says, Greg Stocker, loving the Tony Bruno segment of the show this morning on my right from Tucson to Phoenix. Lots of dirt house out here. So the fact that you can listen and participate on the 1210 segment or every morning on Kale and Company, no matter where you are, now that you got internet in your car, bam, lock
amazing.
It in.
It's amazing. And by the way, just a cheap plug here, we now have a voice message feature on the Odyssey app. So if you're listening on the Odyssey app, you see that microphone. So hit that microphone, leave us a voice message. We'll play it around 9:45 every morning. So do
now,
that
if you're a hot woman and you go into the bathroom and leave me a voicemail, how's that going to play?
It's going to play great.
It'll play perfectly at 9:45.
Absolutely. You can tell me. Everybody in the YouTube chat is telling me how my takes stink this morning.
Yeah.
So just let me know on the voice message. Tell me how much.
Tell them in person
Thank
on the voicemail
you.
Message.
Have a take, don't suck. As Jim Rome once said, have a take, don't suck.
Now exactly. here's one thing, Greg. You need to stop saying press the like button because there's nothing that actually says like.
Oh,
you need to
say thumbs up.
It's a thumbs up. It's a thumbs up.
Do that. Do that. Hit the thumbs up.
Yes. Just pound it, right, Dawn?
You want to pound it? And then
here we go.
Do like a dry rub.
Everybody's scolding me this morning.
It's like
not this reporter.
It's like study hall with Stalker.
Can I, one real quick thing about the Algerian boxer.
Yes, yes.
I went in sort of a deep dive because they're claiming that she is not trans, that she was born with...
Both parts.
Well, not necessarily both parts,
okay.
But that she was born with female parts, even though she's in a male body, if that makes sense. Now, my theory is that in Algeria, if that were known, that she would have been ostracized. So their parents just said, no, female parts, we're raising her as a girl. Mm-hmm. Doesn't matter. It doesn't play well over there.
Correct.
So I don't blame her and her family. I blame the Olympics for not taking that into consideration.
Exactly. Yes. Exactly.
And 72% of people in the latest Rasmussen poll agree men have no business in women's sports. So this shouldn't be political, yet it is. Yet 3 out of every 4 Americans say, yeah, I mean, this is absurd. It shouldn't even be a controversial opinion. But again, Tony, this is the fringe left trying to force you to bend the knee and acquiesce to them when most people think they're the ones who are totally off the rocker with that opinion.
And the fact that people are afraid to say biological men don't belong in women's sports is just, to me, the dumbest thing I've ever seen. And I've seen a lot of dumb stuff. But this, you know, we have to have the conversation. We don't need to have this conversation. Men do not belong in women's sports, period.
Yep.
We're not going back. We're not going back. Whatever that means.
Any sport that requires strength, period. Men do not belong in women's sports. Now, I mean, right now they're...
What about if men have periods and tampon Tim Walls says, I'm going to give every man who votes for us a box of tampons.
Right now, they're counting chess as a sport, right?
Yeah.
That one, I don't care. It doesn't require strength.
Right, it's all mental, for sure.
Yeah,
I totally got you there. One other one that we got to give you an update on, and we talked about this for probably way too long because I didn't think it was controversial, and it's also not really a political story, but it became political. Harrison Bucker, all the stuff that he went through after that commencement speech for saying, basically, and I'm paraphrasing here, my wife is a homemaker, she raises the family, and I think a lot of females growing up dream one day of being a wife and having kids and, doing the mom and the wife thing at home, and the left tried to cancel him. So what does Andy Reid do? First of all, Andy Reid never bent the knee, stuck with his kicker, and now they have made him the highest paid kicker in the history of the NFL.
Yep.
How great of a story is that? Stick it right where the sun doesn't shine, cancel culture. Harrison
and then you
Bucker
got woke media people online saying it's unbelievable how when a player does something good for the team, it doesn't matter what he does to hurt the team's image, that you're going to pay him. He kicked 2 game-winning Super Bowl kicks in crunch time when it mattered.
Yep.
That's why he got paid, not because he's a happy family man who has kids. And then Trey Wingo, a guy who's faded faster than a tan in Florida in December, is out there trying to pick up some more woke points.
Yep.
I mean, come on, man.
Yep. And then Harrison Bucker, he negotiated that contract, the highest paying contract for a kicker, on his own. No lawyers, no agents, no nothing.
By the way, I do think it's a sin that kickers get paid more than morning radio hosts. I just want to know
how many game-winning field goal kicks have you made, Nick? How many clutch putts have you made to win the club championship, or the what do they call it?
The member guests.
How many member guests have you won?
0, sir. They don't allow me in private facilities unless it's pro bono as a guest.
By the way, with this news of Harrison Butker, are the Kansas City Chiefs a better organization than the Philadelphia Eagles?
6-1-0.
Well, you know, the Eagles are the gold standard, but
we got Saquon.
Andy Reid's got how many Super Bowl rings now?
Yeah, he's got a lot. Speaking of Philadelphia sports, we'll wrap with this, Tony Bruno. I know we got a win last night. Many people probably didn't see it because it was on the West Coast. But the Phillies are definitely leaking oil, and the Braves are within striking distance. You know, it's kind of, you look at the standings, and they're, what, five, six, somewhere in that?
Six and a half.
Yeah,
six and a half up. And they have, they still have the most wins in the National League. And if they beat the Dodgers today, and they play well against the Dodgers.
Yeah.
Matt Stram last night was good. Christoph Sanchez, they got like 14 hits. And they're controlling, you know, Otani, who had a home run the other night. But to me, these are those lulls you go through in the season. I mean, the Phillies are leaking oil, but they've won two now of the last three after the horrific stretch. So I think once these guys get settled again and we start heading, you know, to the crunch time, because every team goes through this during the course of the season.
Yeah, dog.
And so the White Sox just lost, what, 21 straight games? So the Phillies aren't going to lose 21 games. They've gone after the All-Star break and all these moves and changes in the bullpen and adding different guys. I think they'll settle down. I'm not worried about them. And by the way, if they beat the Dodgers today, then and they wind up with the same record at the end of the season, the Dodgers and the Phillies will have the advantage.
They already
and
did,
so
they already clinched that last night.
Are you sure?
No, game three
I thought
is
if they.
No, I think that they clinched it last night. I'm not 100% sure, but I believe.
No, I read the game story.
All right.
It said today in the game story on NBC Sports Philly, where obviously they have the coverage,
obviously.
That if they beat the Dodgers today,
tonight,
then at the end of the season.
Gotcha. Yep.
The Phillies would have the advantage.
Because
in head-to-head competition.
Yeah. All right, so here's the poll question. The Braves, 6.5 back of the Phillies. Trump, 6.5 back of Kamala in Virginia. Who closes the gap first?
Well, Trump. I mean, the polls change every day, okay? So everybody who sits around and waits for polls, the only polls I wait for is lunchtime at Lou Turk's up there in Fulcroft, up in that area, you know, near the airport when I'm, you know, waiting for a flight and delayed. Those are the only polls that matter to me.
Amen.
Thank you.
Who
but
else
you know, everybody who goes crazy
Turk.
Over daily polls. It's ridiculous.
Great stuff, brother. Good stuff. Tony Bruno, so the storms have blown by. You're good, right?
No, it's been beautiful here. Now it's hot and tropical.
It's humid. What can we expect? Because it's coming our way on Thursday.
Well, it's going to be the remnants. You know, living in Philly all those years, you know, it always comes up the coast. And then you get the weekend of rain. And it's been a good summer so far, so people can't really complain up there. I mean, there's been a lot of great weekends to go to the shore, do your vacation stuff. But, you know, when you're that, you get that house in, you know, at the shore for this particular weekend and it's going to be rainy, you know, you just go buy a $28 pizza on the boardwalk and go home and drink and eat. Just make sure if you're going to Ocean City, bring your own booze, stop at the Circle Liquor Store, load up because you don't want to be caught dry and wet at the same time.
No.
Wet outside, dry inside, that's a bad combination.
Now,
that's traffic
enough,
and weather
though,
together right here.
If it's hot enough up there, you guys have to watch out for tornado warnings, right?
Yes.
Well, I don't think it's going to be that. I don't think it's...
Yeah, that's not too bad.
It's a high.
Yeah.
Come on, Robin, what is this here? This isn't climate change. It's called summertime.
No, I mean,
this is what happens every summer.
Yeah. When we were in New Jersey, we had tons of tornado warnings, and there was a really bad one.
Yeah, there was one tornado in the first time in, like, decades. Was it climate change, Robin, or was it weather?
Weather. It was weather.
It's damn weather.
As Tony Bruno.
I think a wise man once said on this show, which I believe is still in the system somewhere, all these weather people now want to be climatologists. Just give me the damn 5-day forecast and
just
shut
give me
the hell
damn
up. 5-day forecast and try to be accurate. That's all I want.
That's all you want.
That's it.
Why I have that on the board?
I don't know, but it's hysterical.
Because it's important. Those are the kinds of reminders we have to keep providing to the people out there who want to get stuckered into listening to a weather meteorologist tell you about the climate. Just give me the damn 5-day forecast. And shut the hell up.
I think it's so awesome that even after all these years, Nick is right inside Tony's head and knows exactly what he wants to play.
No, so I think that's Greg, actually, more inside my head.
You got it wrong, Robin. After working with Bruno, Bruno always remains in your head.
that's what it is. Okay.
Yes. All right, we got to roll. Great stuff, guys. Thank you.
All right, kids, have a great one. Be careful out there. Bring an umbrella, wear your rubbers. And don't forget the slickers. Ooh. Slicker.
Or the strapper. Even,
yeah.
Strap, or much like, you know, much like Tampon Tim,
Tampon
shake
Tim.
Your wife's hand before you give her that reluctant hug.
That was weird. Yes.
Yeah, come on, that's weird, right? Come on.
That's weird.
That's really weird.
It looks so uncomfortable.
It does.
Like, they don't normally have any kind of affection for each other. It was very strange.
Beards? Are they beards?
Phil, kid, well, we're not.
That's what I'm wondering.
Yeah, we're, I mean, look.
Weird walls.
He came out in favor of the gay stuff all way before any other Democrat.
Yeah, and that's good for him.
And then Tim Scott said.
Who's against that? Nobody.
Yeah. Phil's rolling right now. You can see the weird, it's just the shake, the handshake, and then the bro pat on the back.
Yeah.
Like How about Dougie not so fresh, like shaking his hands out before he starts hugging and giving a little kiss to his wife?
Reluctant little peck on the lips, too.
Yeah, I mean, that wasn't a good kiss. He kissed Jill Biden more passionately than he kissed his wife. He like shakes off his shoulder, like, oh, and I got to go give her a kiss.
No, he was, I'll be fair to him, he was shaking down his sleeve.
Yeah.
It was like,
no, watch Dougie not so fresh again.
Yeah, no,
Dougie, he was like doing his shoulder thing, like, oh.
but the waltzes, they were not waltzing.
Yeah. No, they weren't. No.
No. It was like they just agreed to terms at domestic relations.
Yeah.
Hey, bud. Thanks, bud. Talk to you later, bud.
Yeah, I'll give you the $1,200 a month.
Yeah.
It's the beard waltz.
We don't know anything, but we're just, you know, it's putting pieces together here on Kale & Company this morning.
That's what we do.
It's just deep thinking here.
Deep thinking.
As Tony Bruno once said, questioning the answers and answering the question.
Damn right.
All right, get out of here.
All right, good night, everybody.
There he is.
Good night, everybody.
Good night, everybody.
I'm glad they're okay. I was worried about them.
Yeah. Yes. Physically, they're okay. Storm. Mentally, he might not be.
It's Kale and Company on demand from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the free Odyssey app. It's the Big 3 and 9 on Kale and Company.
Sponsored by Piazza Auto Group. Trump making headlines this morning, speaking out, saying, quote, the Harris Walls ticket will turn America communist immediately. Meantime, the latest polls show a staggering 71% of Americans don't even know anything about Tim Walz, never heard of the guy. It's an NPR, PBS News, Marist national survey published just this morning, and they're saying that nobody ever heard of the guy.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Yep. Unknown.
Oh, yep. Great. Now we're feeding stalkers ego even more.
Thank you, Dawn. Thank you, Dawn.
A Kale & Company follow-up. We had reported on this, and you'll remember it immediately. This is this huge 6'6", nearly 300-pound, about to turn 18 years old, who had just taken out a teacher's aide.
That was in Florida,
the story,
right?
In Florida?
Yeah, over the Nintendo.
Joan Nadich, 59-year-old, mother of two. And the video went viral, and we played it, you know, on YouTube, and Greg played it, and it's hard to watch.
Mm-hmm.
And she suffered physically. She lost her job. She lost her benefits. She lost everything.
Mm-hmm.
And then they did this sweet little plea deal. So he was just sentenced to 5 years in a Florida state prison, but expected to get out earlier. And she's just has spoken out again and just saying, how could this happen? That this was, she could have been killed.
If this kid only got 5 years in Florida, imagine what the sentence would look like here in Pennsylvania. I mean, we're talking probably like less than a year, no time served, perhaps. And Florida's a big law and order state. Still only got 5 years. Ooh.
So Nadich, and will he appeal it? There's some people are saying that he and his team will appeal this. He's now, 18, 19 years
old? I mean, that lady's lucky to be alive.
Yeah.
Honestly. I mean, that kid could play left tackle for the Eagles.
She's saying she still suffers physically, but she lost her job that she had for nearly 19 years, lost her financial security, lost her health insurance, mom of two.
Awful.
Teacher's aide, where's the union? Teachers, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, where's Randy Weingarten at today?
Not standing up for her.
Not shouting and yelling and jumping around?
Number three, I'll go to Dirty Dozen. So this is, I love stories like this. The EPA, federal officials, releasing this emergency order suspending all use of an herbicide, however you say it, known as DCPA. This is a chemical that has been banned in Europe since 2009. They now admit that this weed killer, which is used on crops like broccoli, Brussels sprouts, cabbage, onions, other, has severe effects on unborn babies.
Ooh.
And decreased IQ and can cause miscarriages, but also decreased IQ, low birth weight, impaired motor skills. So an emergency order, stop using this particular chemical, DCPA, known as Dactyl, on it's a weed killer on these crops.
Wow, okay.
Because the impact on pregnant women, not pregnant people, pregnant women, and unborn babies.
Wow, all right. Maybe this is why women, when they're pregnant, should just eat more pizza. Right? Cheat day every day. The hell with the greens.
The hell with that.
The greens will kill you.
So we are sponsored by Piazza Auto Group. During the Volkswagen Savvy Summer Sales event, you get 0.9% financing for 60 months or a $3,900 customer bonus on new 2024 Atlas models. Just visit Piazza Volkswagen of Ardmore and Langhorne. You can always visit them, piazzavw.com, for all the details. Thank you, Piazza Auto Group, for sponsoring our Big Three.
This is the Kale and Company podcast from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and on the free Odyssey app.
The thing that I truly love more than anything is speaking to first responders, police officers specifically, and of course our veterans. And whether it's the Bend to the Shore bike ride or the Travis Mannion Foundation, these are things that I think 100% of people should agree on as far as backing the blue and, of course, supporting our vets. And every Wednesday to kick off a month, we welcome in a veteran. It's our 1210 WPHT Veteran Spotlight. It's brought to you by Window Nation. For all of your windows and door needs, visit windownation.com. And we kick off August with Kathy Christian. She's an Air Force veteran and also a veteran mentor, part of the Spartan Leadership Program at the Travis Mannion Foundation. And she's joined us. You can see her on YouTube as well. Kathy, good morning. Thank you so much for your service and, of course, for your time today.
Hi, good morning. Thank you very much. Happy to be here.
Great to have you in. Let's go through your backdrop a little bit. A very interesting story as far as your combat career. You served 8 years in the Air Force. You obviously took part in Desert Storm. Take us through your life serving this country and what it meant to you.
So, sure, yeah. I was on an ROTC scholarship. I went to Syracuse University. And, you know, when I joined the Air Force, it was during the Cold War. So I never thought I would actually see combat. We did a lot of, you know, peacetime missions, tracking the bear bombers from Russia to Cuba in Iceland, that kind of thing. And then all of a sudden, you know, the world changed for those of us that were serving at the time on August 2nd. And not very much after that, I was deployed to Saudi Arabia. The only female officer on my crew. I was there flying on the AWACS from November until March, 20-hour plus missions, trying to protect and just give the big picture to the planes that were flying at the time.
Mm-hmm. Very interesting quote that I read. In 2020, you retired. And you said, quote, "All I knew is that I wanted to give back to my community. I was done with corporate. It wasn't fueling me any longer." Enter the Travis Mannion Foundation and take us through that pandemic for you as you kind of made that pivot professionally.
Oh, sure. Yeah. So that, you know, 25 years in corporate America was enough for me. I knew that my passion wasn't being fueled in terms of giving back to others as much as I knew I could. Of course, then the pandemic hit and I panicked, right? Because there were so many things going on and I wanted to give back and I wanted to figure out where that path was, but we were locked down and we couldn't really network and commune. So Travis Mannion, I was part of when I was at Prudential, and I re-engaged with them and thankfully so. I mean, through them, I found purpose and passion in terms of giving back to the community and being able to kind of share what I've learned in my Air Force career, my corporate career, giving back to the students for the future. And hoping that they can learn from my mistakes, quite frankly, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I think TMF is so great. And really, the thing that always stands out to me is when you see so many people that are veterans that have served our country, I kind of liken it to being a professional athlete as far as being in combat. You know, it's not something that's going to last your entire life. You have a short window. And then once you leave that passion, you have to fill up the hours of your day, and you need to find that purpose-driven life, and that's exactly what TMF does for so many veterans. What was it specifically about TMF that you kind of gravitated towards?
For me, it was the opportunity to really give back to the students, and to be honest, I really didn't know. You know, I thought I was really wanting to give back to veterans and females. So students was a new, I mean, I had worked with students in the past, but didn't really know that I had a huge passion and heart to really pay forward my experiences to that community. They've given me the opportunity to do that and to grow the Spartan Leadership Program. You know, I've been in lots of leadership programs throughout my career, but that one is really, I really realized I was in the right place and I was doing the right things for myself at the moment.
We are chatting with Kathy Christian, Air Force veteran mentor, and a graduate of the Spartan Leadership Program for Travis Mannion Foundation. It's our 1210 Veteran Spotlight, brought to you by Window Nation. I want to wrap by this. You know, you look at the academic calendar, we're almost at back to school season again. Hard to believe the summer's almost over. But the academic year for you is already underway. Tell us a little bit about what you have going on with this year-long programming and what you have created for your students.
Yes. Yeah, so I've been, you know, my first introduction to, I think you're mentioning, you know, LaGuardia Academy there in Philly.
Yep.
My introduction to them was the typical one day go in for a Character Does Matter seminar. They ask us back, us being Travis Mannion, to do a character course, which is a monthly or weekly course in the different character traits. Since I was retired and I wanted them to have, them being the students, I wanted them to have consistency, I said I would go every month and make that commitment to them. They wanted to make sure that these students were then becoming the leaders of the school. And I thought there was an opportunity to build something bigger than just the program that we had done. And so I worked with the staff at Travis Mannion and also at LaGuardia to create a leadership program for the students that took them through, you know, practical life skills. So, for example, communication, teamwork, all the things you actually need to become and be aware of to be an effective leader. And so last year we started the program and we're going to continue it this year. And I just found out yesterday, my contacts at a local college are also interested in the program, and we'll be starting to teach something there in the fall as well.
Oh, very good. Kathy Christian, thank you so much for your time this morning. And of course, thank you for serving our great country. We are forever indebted. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
You are welcome. Kathy Christian, our August Spotlight veteran here, powered by WindowNation.com. For all your window and door needs, visit WindowNation.com. Another one coming up in September. Those details in a matter of weeks. All right, we got the voicemail machine fired up.
We do.
Let's find out what people spouted out on. And by the way, how do you do this, Greg? How do you find this if you want to leave us a voicemail?
You just open up the Odyssey app. If you're listening right now on the Odyssey app, there is a microphone there. Mm-hmm. Just click the microphone and talk into it 60 seconds, 30 seconds, 10 seconds, whatever you want to, and we will play it every day at this time, 9:45-ish, you know. You know, us, we're not very precise with stuff.
Right.
As close as we can get. And, yeah, if you make the cut, it doesn't matter what you say. You can call one of us out.
Mm-hmm.
Preferably me.
All right, let's find out what's on the voice machine.
Tony, this is JD's couch. I wanted to thank you for the flowers last week.
Oh, boy.
Keep in touch, you stallion.
Oh, boy. Oh, man.
Creepy. Does that couch have slipcovers?
Or Donald Trump, I would play all those cute, cuddly, lovable, middle America comments that the Democrats have made for Waltz and play them against the backdrop of Minneapolis burning down.
Oh my God.
The police station getting overrun. all the fires on the street. See how cute and cuddly that is.
I like
Thanks,
it.
Guys. Enjoy the show.
Yes, we enjoy that comment. He's already thinking ahead.
Writing the ads for the Trump campaign.
I know.
Nice.
Yeah.
Suze loves Jeffy here. Love Nick, Dawn, and Greg, and all of my friends on YouTube. And thank you for being a great part of every day.
Thanks for welcoming us in.
Is that Susie Loves Jeffy on YouTube?
Is that her? I don't know.
It might be. I like this. I'm putting names to, you know, these handles that we
there
have
you
here
go.
On the YouTube chat. Yes. And on Twitter. Like, I'd like to know who Ornery Hounds is.
Yeah.
You know?
That's an interesting name, by the way. Ornery Hounds.
Exactly.
This is Pretend Ozzy calling in. I have a tinfoil hat conspiracy theory that has some legs and some merit.
Okay.
Remember when Chucky Schumer was talking about, give us till this weekend, give us till the end of the week, and we'll take care of Trump, and we'll take care of Biden and Pelosi. Give us a few days, and we'll see what happens. They took out the hit on Trump. You heard it here first. Tinfoil hat, Pretend Aussie.
Wow. I'm of the belief that it was inside job as well. I don't know if it was Schumer, though. But I will say this, pretty diabolical for a man who can't grill a burger and put cheese on to try to take out Trump and Joe in the same month.
It's amazing.
It's amazing content. Can't rule it out.
Dong and Dollar Dude.
Hey, start this from scratch again.
Okay, sorry. Hang on. Let me start this over here.
Okay.
Hey, Nick, Dong and Dollar Dude. I was just calling in, just saying that George clip was kind of ridiculous.
George Stephanopoulos clip.
I think the left doesn't think that we have common sense, and everything that was brought up during that was just pretty much a nothing burger. Greg, you did mention about some bullet points. Yes, you should be fired.
Yes.
Dawn is the queen.
Thank you.
Aww. And other than that, obviously joking, but great show. And this is a cool little thing. I have 30 seconds left, but I'm not going to take it. See ya.
Yeah. It's like rollover minutes with Singular Wireless. Just bank them for next month. Boy, Nick, Dawn, and the other guy. It's more like...
I love it.
I want my Nick, Dawn, and Greg.
I love it. Keep the hate coming.
Newman Price, I just wanted to
Newman Price.
Pop on and say that 1210... It's got the best listener base in all of radio, starting off with Kale and Company.
Thank you.
Then Dawn, then Dom, then Rich. Truly is amazing. All the programming that they bring you. Thank you, Stalker.
Thank you. You're welcome.
Everyone, have a great day, and you've been served.
Well, he serves subpoenas as a side hustle.
Oh, that's right. I heard that. Wow, he's one of those guys.
I ran into him at my old apartment complex. Yeah. I'm getting out of my truck at like 10:50. I hear, "Hey, is that Nick Kale over there?" I'm like,
"Oh my god!
Do I need to have like a helmet and a bulletproof vest on right now?" And he's like, "Stupid Price."
It's amazing.
Like, hey,
Gina here. I just wanted to say I love the show.
Oh, thank you, Gina.
I listen to it all day long, at least until you guys are through. And then just wanted to mention, I'd like to see Dawn a little bit more, like I see Greg and Nick back up from the camera.
Back up from the camera.
So that I can see the whole you.
The whole you, Dawn.
If it's possible. Because the glare in your glasses is killing me.
Thanks.
You know what it is?
What?
It's not, I can't back up because I need to be at my computer.
Yeah.
It's that the camera, when we reset it, it's like right in my face. We need to back up the camera like 2 feet.
Right. TV people talking about TV things here.
Okay, listen. Yeah. Boys in the back. And actually, this
the camera is right there.
Let's beta this live on the air.
This is for Austin. Move that camera back, please.
See it?
Move that camera back, yes.
Gotta go way back.
I agree with Gina. By the way, a very sultry voice.
Yeah.
Gina.
Sultry Gina.
Very sultry voice.
We're gonna get Gina on camera.
She does have valid points that you and I, Nick, are very back. You know,
I actually think I'm a little too far back that we're going to get nitpicky here.
Well, we need to get the, there's a reason you're far back.
Yeah, I know, I get it.
Dawn, I love your show.
Dawn.
I feel sorry that you got sucked in with that PJ guy. He called in Friday and was the most obnoxious, demeaning, disrespectful person. You gave him way too much time. Next time, for all of us favorite listeners, just knock him the hell off TV.
There you go.
Thank you.
What happened, Dawn? Give us the backstory here.
He was just this just this nasty guy, but we went with it because it everybody got so fired up.
Yeah. Was he a caller?
Yeah.
Huh. You should have banged him. But he zapped him.
He was nasty because he was refusing to have the conversation.
Yeah.
He didn't want to talk about the policy.
Right.
Or, you know, he just got emotional.
His feelings, yeah.
His feelings, emotional, nasty.
Mm. All right, that's all we got for today.
All right. Time. I like that.
We'll do more tomorrow.
Yeah. But it was great. I love this idea. What a segment. All right, let's find out what's on tap for the Dawn Show, and maybe PJ's listening, and he'll get triggered by what Dawn has planned for her program.
Woo, that's right. Ha-ha, you can get triggered. We have so much going on. We got the latest comments from DJT. We'll take you through the mayor of Philadelphia making a national splash and what they're saying about her, and what is Sherelle Parker, what can we discern from her as far as looking into the crystal ball of what happens in Pennsylvania. So all of that, great interviews, great show, live and local, breaking news, all coming up.
All right, Dawn Show at the top of the hour. Now we find out what occurred today in music history.
What happened on this day in music history? Music history, on Kaylin Company.
Today, August 7th, we celebrate the birthday of Bruce Dickinson from Iron Maiden. Also, heavenly birthday shout-outs to Pete Way from UFO and Felice Bryant, songwriter for the Everly Brothers. We also lost Dennis Thomas from Kool & the Gang on this day in 2021 and Marshall Grant, bassist for Johnny Cash in 2011. Singles include Hopelessly Devoted to You by Olivia Newton-John in 78, Paranoid by Sabbath in 70, Meatloaf's Paradise by the Dashboard Light also in 78, and The Invisible Man by Queen in 89. Albums include the debut by Garbage in 95, Frank Zappa's solo debut Lumpy Gravy in 67, Born Again by Sabbath in 83, and Blaze of Glory by John Bon Jovi in 1990. Also in 2017, a prehistoric crocodile was actually renamed in Lemmy Kilminster's honor. In 2002, three members of Oasis were injured in a taxi they were in during a U.S. tour in Indy. And the Police wrapped up their reunion tour in 2008. But lastly, on this day in 98, the music video for Baby One More Time by Britney Spears was actually shot in the same high school used to shoot the 1978 movie Grease. For Kaylin Company, I'm Phil Hopquist.
How about that little tidbit?
I had no idea.
All right, Phil.
Look at that.
Nice work.
Yes.
That'll do it for us. Stay tuned. The Dawn Show is coming up next. We're back tomorrow morning for a Thursday at 6. But right now, Dawn Stenslin with a word for kitchen magic.
Yeah, because maybe you're sick and tired of that dated old kitchen. Or what about that bathroom? The dark 1980s or 1990s wallpaper. Ready for a refresh? You need to give my friends at Kitchen Magic a call. They have been transforming spaces quickly, beautifully, and affordably since 1979. From refacing to custom cabinets, backsplash, oh, the counters. Yes, you can get the kitchen you want now. Right now, they're offering 12 months, no payments, no interest financing, plus 10% off your remodel. Just schedule your free in-home design consultation today. Do this right now. KitchenMagic.com. KitchenMagic.com. Tell them Dawn sent you.
Start your day with Kaylin Company. Weekday mornings 6 till 10 on Talk Radio 1210, WPHT, and the free Odyssey app.